Hey gang, Ro-Ro here. If you're listening to this, I hope you know that we are about to relaunch T-Bash as a live streaming show on Twitch. That's going down March 30th. It's a Wednesday. We're doing it at 9 p.m. PST on twitch.tv/tbashlive. And we would love for you to join us there. We have a lot of fun stuff planned. And we can't wait to launch and just get the show off the ground again. It's going to be 2.0 to the extreme. In celebration of all of this, we have been dropping some of our past favorite pod episodes, and today is one real near and dear to our hearts. It is episode 84, The Breast Milk Shootout. That's right, when our lovely wives, Elizabeth and Carol, donated their breast milk to our show for what was probably the most important podcast episode ever recorded. I hope you enjoy, and more importantly, we hope to see you soon at twitch.tv/tbashlive. Enjoy the ep.
Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, here as always, my man, Intern Josh.
I'm feeling thirsty for dairy.
This is going to be one for the books, as they say.
This is going to go viral.
Heard it right here, coming from, I was just going to introduce
our marketing
right now,
director,
my lovely wife, Elizabeth, who I should note does not know what the word viral means, as we've probably talked about before on our podcast.
I did not know it before, but now I'm well aware. I thought anything you put on the internet was viral. So like, yeah, it went viral. Like it went live.
Like making a viral video was just like making a video that you put up, upload to the internet.
That was like 5 years ago, by the way, that I thought that.
Back when there was barely even a YouTube. That's fair.
Okay, thank you. I think. Very fair.
Well, we are joined also with JoJo's lovely wife.
Lou.
Carol is in the house as well. And I guess you all know what's about to go down.
It's the only thing that could be going down when this crew's in town.
About to go down.
Breast milk shootout.
Will they be able to figure out whose breast milk they are tasting?
In many ways, I feel like my whole life has led up to the next 45, 50 minutes. You know?
Your life. Interesting.
I'm going to tell you exactly. I mean, I never thought I would have a beverage podcast.
Sure.
It's true.
And now everything has happened in my life that I met this lovely wife of mine here.
Well before the podcast. Right?
But it all was leading up to this podcast.
Singularity.
Yeah.
It's not our children. It's not.
Well, the children definitely play a role, especially in this podcast. Today. Yeah, especially today. It all is coming together to this beautiful moment where we're going to drink breast milk.
I love it.
And decide who's is who.
Josh, do you feel everything similar about this things?
Feels, yeah. It feels very Game of Thronesy. Like there's been possibly centuries leading up to this moment where we're going to sit here and drink.
Because we have a 14-year-old that's still drinking breast milk.
That's right. And we have a, we're going to be drinking out of some Dixie cups like you might have at the dentist to rinse your mouth out. We're going to be swishing some breast milk today.
Now is a great time, I think, to mention, like, listen. Carol and I are both breastfeeding mothers, and a shout out to Carol for giving up her precious breast milk because she has an 8-week-old
who is, let's face it, currently nursing right now.
Yeah,
that's true.
Let's just out with it.
It's very appropriate. I mean,
this is wonderful. Yeah,
circle.
It's like a fifth guest on the podcast.
But then third. We are very aware of how precious breast milk is.
Yes.
I'm super aware of like. And I also formula feed my son and breast milk, so I'm kind of crossing both lanes,
right.
I guess.
I mean, it's also very precious to you right now, so I feel like we both made a sacrifice that we want to acknowledge to the audience.
And we'd love to ask your listeners, right, if they can make this all worth our while.
Yes.
By donating to La Leche League, which is LA LECHELEAGUE.com because it provides amazing resources to mothers. And there's a huge thing that doctors are not trained in breastfeeding, and it's like what you need to sustain life. Mm-hmm. And there are only, there's only one lactation consultant to 1,000 new moms in this country.
That's so bananas.
And
we have both seen lactation consultants. You have too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it wasn't something that I got a referral from my doctor. I'm sure I could have, but it was like, okay, you're just go out, find a lactation consultant.
They were like, call this baby store. Yeah. They have a list.
Call the pump station.
Which
they
is
have
crazy.
A list of people. And she was a game changer. I mean, we ended up seeing 3 total mm-hmm. during the course of our
this process,
our journey. And then I did go to a La Leche League meetup about a month ago. Super helpful, just breastfeeding support group. That one was in Pasadena, but they're all over. And I've been telling moms-to-be that I know that it's essential. So
it's literally what, like, such an amazing thing. It mm-hmm. gives life to our children. Mm-hmm. And it is so weird that there's not, like, there's not more doctors that are knowledgeable about it. There's not more like resources about it. It is a really weird thing.
It's crazy. And this, like, the La Leche League is an international organization.
Yeah.
They've been around for like 60 years. And there, we'll put up a link in the show notes to where you can donate, throw them a few bucks. That would be awesome, as much as you want, really. But there are meetups everywhere. It's not just an LA thing. It's a, yeah. I think the Spanish name kind of throws people. I was surprised for sure to find out that it's like such a huge and old organization that
yeah.
it's like, and our lactation consultant who we saw had really great, I thought like the way she put it too was very interesting in terms of what you're saying about doctors not really being trained in this and everything else, is also that you don't, like, a lot of mothers don't talk about it, or you're not necessarily raised in a, you don't see breastfeeding happening as much in your circle, where it would have been different even 50 years ago or something else, when you might have an aunt or someone else who's also like a wet nurse who is like helping feed your kid. You don't actually see, you're maybe not seeing as many kids being born, or in, you know, having an insular community where you're then seeing it happen so much. So it's not like a natural
right.
thing
you think
to
that
figure
it's
just
out. This thing that you know how to do, but it's really challenging. And the sad thing is, the women who don't have the resources, La Leche League is a nonprofit, which is yeah. amazing, but like the lactation consultant we saw was $1 gazillion. Mm. And so, you know, poor women who don't have access to that support then go to formula very quickly, which is incredibly expensive.
Yeah, that's the other crazy
thing. It's blowing
thing.
Our mind how much, like, formula is an expense for us these days.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah.
you know, we're doing okay. So
it's a classic, like, poor people tax in yep. a way that it's
yes.
just saying, oh, you can't afford the help you need, so here's this short-term solution that is, I mean, we bought the canister of formula that we bought was like $35 or something.
What?
For like a,
just kidding.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I'll, and you can't return it. You can't return formula.
Yeah. So anyway, great cause. And I mean, I don't need to, should I? Andy, I feel like I'm just running my mouth off, but
no.
I feel like I want to get stuff out of the
oh,
way up front. There's
please.
Definitely like, in becoming a mother and feeding your child, there's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation where like...
It's basically everything.
Everything you do, but especially when it comes to feeding, you're not allowed to, you're attention-seeking slut if you are out in public and you pull your boob out to feed your baby.
And let's just talk about that for a second. That is so, how did we get to that point culturally where it seems so ridiculous? You're feeding a baby.
Because mm-hmm. we women are so overly sexualized, and breasts in our society have become an arousal thing versus what they are actually for, which is feeding children.
Right.
So when people see breasts out, they're horribly offended. And I have to admit, before I had kids, I was even I would never tell a mom, I would never talk about this. But like if I was out with my friend and they, you know, popped a boob out,
right,
I would feel uncomfortable, and I would feel ashamed of feeling uncomfortable.
I know. Were you feeling yeah. uncomfortable just like, oh, I want to make sure like I'm averting my eyes, or like what, where was the uncomfort coming from?
Yeah. And like, I hope she feels okay doing this, but I also like, I'm not used to seeing boobs out, and I'm a very modest person, and I don't really know, like, Yes, kind of just like, how do I handle this?
Right,
you just
right.
have to maintain the eye contact.
But now that I'm now, then I became a mom, and I was like, oh my God, like that is the society's ingrained thing of boobs are for this purpose when the reality is they're not. So I hope this changed anyone out there who has any feelings about that babies should be breastfed, either covered away from public view. And by the way, I covered also just because I was usually uncomfortable, right. but both of my kids did not like to eat under a cover. So there were times when I didn't cover.
Right.
And I had to get used to that. But the point is, it's for your baby. So like, if moms want to cover for their own comfort, absolutely. But they shouldn't have to. Mm-hmm. And they certainly shouldn't have to feed their baby in a fucking bathroom stall.
Gross. Like, yeah, gross. Like, yeah. Ugh.
I don't want to eat in a bathroom stall. That's for goddamn sure. I went to the movies by myself on Sunday, and I made the concessions guy hold on to my popcorn while I was in the bathroom. I was like, I'm not bringing that in there. It's disgusting.
Yeah. So just anyone who's listening who has any feelings about that, check them at the door. Because that's on you. It's not on these mothers. And breastfeeding is hard, and babies need to eat all the time. So
all the time.
I think that's another thing that like does not get. Blew my mind when, you know, for us having a kid was really how long a feeding can take, especially in the beginning.
It's, yeah,
because it still is just about that dance of figuring out whether or not like they're trying to figure it out. They don't have any motor skills mm-hmm. whatsoever. Their internal organs barely function. So yeah. like the idea that they'll figure out how to like. You know, drink a glass of milk really fast is not really likely.
We're here today to celebrate breast milk.
Exactly. We had the exact same, our listeners are pretty familiar with this preamble because we had a pretty similar one for the Mountain Dew episode, I think. That was a whole,
such yeah. a sensitive hot button.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, can I get one more thing out of the way?
Yeah,
you guys?
Of course.
I'm so sorry. I just have a lot to say here. I've been very excited about this. Regarding the ick factor, which I think we should be open to talking about. Like, you both are about to drink milk from each other's wives' bodies. Let me just put that out there. And I think
a secretion.
A lot of
we pumped it first, you guys.
Yeah, we have. Oh,
that's an important. Kale brings up a very important distinction.
Wait. I thought we wanted this to go viral, though.
Oh my God.
I just like got sweaty just thinking about how awful.
I can't even bring myself to think about that.
Grapes of Wrath situation, as our friend pointed out. Sorry, spoiler alert to Grapes of Wrath.
Well, now I'm
just reading a 75-year-old book.
I actually just read it like 4 months ago, so
me
I'm
too.
Like really into the reference.
Rose of Sharon.
But there is a ick factor again, and this is similar to like my feelings of modesty and kind of being misplaced and socially guided, is that we all guzzle milk and stuff our faces with cheese that comes from a cow's teat that is dragging in manure. And I hate, sorry to ruin everyone's, you know, burrata lunch, but like, think about that for a minute. Like, people are grossed out about breast milk. This is the milk that humans are supposed to drink. Humans are not supposed to drink cow's milk. And if you think they are, you've been completely bamboozled by the dairy industry funding so much advertising. Rats drink rat's milk. Cows mm-hmm. drink cow's milk. You know, and this is coming from a cheese lover, but it's not natural. And I don't.
Especially not the way that it's produced these
days. Yes. And there's fucking, I hate to say it.
You can say it.
There's pus in our milk.
Oh.
Gross.
There's pus in cow's milk because these poor cows, like, their teats get their fucking bazunga tatas get infected, and they keep pumping
them big old cow titties.
And you just want to motorboat them.
That's for cows to do. That's not for people.
Exactly.
The cows are gonna enter in on the comments on this episode.
Oh yeah, the cows are gonna be
a lot of hoof.
They're giant keyboards.
But yeah, the USDA allows a certain minuscule amount of pus to exist in the milk.
Why do we even have the? Does the FDA do anything at all? Like what?
Oh yeah,
it is weird that
like,
they.
Why a minuscule amount?
I think things would be way more off the rails without them, though. I'm glad they're around.
I
think
right, but it just seems like most of the time you hear about how terrible of a job they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how gross. I don't need to go into the whole history of the dairy industry, but basically,
this isn't as gross. It's taboo for sure, but it's not as gross, really, as drinking the milk of other animals.
Other animals. And like, mm-hmm. we're talking about where you're drinking the milk from two lovely ladies who we know, where we've drank the milk of thousands of different cows.
Oh, who knows?
Hundreds
countless.
Of thousands.
I think of thousands. One bottle, like one carton of milk, probably has countless cows.
But it's weird to like think about like that ick factor. Like, there's probably listeners that are like, oh, they're drinking breast milk, right? Yeah. That like, but yeah, it's so. This is
we are like as gross at all, at all. We're right. like the Wilt Chamberlains of. Cow's milk partners. We've had so many. We probably don't even know who we couldn't. We could never tell.
I was like, "Where are you going with?"
Oh, I don't know. I sexual partners.
Yep. Yeah. Even in just discussing this episode with people, I got some, you know, grossed out looks and from friends, you know, that I wouldn't think would have reacted that way. But I get it. I get it
from like, former friends.
Yeah. I get that it's taboo, and I get that it's like a byproduct of. Like, you would never drink any other product from a friend unless you were in the desert and you needed to drink pee. You know what I mean? Like, this is something that my body has made, Elizabeth's body has made, and we're going to now drink it. It's strange to think about, but when you really think about it, it's the most natural thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it is weird that we don't, you know, that this is so, like, no adults drink breast milk at all. You know what I mean?
Well, you're not really, I mean, adults really aren't meant to.
Right.
So we're not really meant to have milk.
Milk. Right. I guess that's more the point.
But I think the gross out factor is more that it's like you said, it's like someone you know who made it versus like a poor cow who's, you know, I won't get into the picture, but I think everyone gets the point.
Yeah. And I mean, on the flip side of that, there's also a really great community of people. We had some listeners who said, like, I'd love to contribute to this shootout, which, by the way, thanks, but no thanks. But who would have...
So nice.
But who said, like, I actually donate my breast milk. There are charities and hospitals that will collect pumped breast milk that they will give to nursing moms who, yep. I assume, can't afford it and need it. Babies can't tolerate formula. And that's... I mean, it's just all... It's a pretty amazing thing. And what's really crazy, too, is, like, all of the stages that it goes through. Like, so you guys, like, Otis and Wilder are four months apart. They're, like, you could write a book with those names. And they are, but so, like, what's interesting is, like, their needs at these ages are completely different. So, like, the product that you're making is, true. Even all other things considered, would be totally different.
Yeah, are we going to be able to, like, we're definitely going to use that in like during our tasting. Like, does this one taste more fatty? Because that would probably be yours. Mm-hmm. Mine's like probably thinned out a little bit.
Are we all on the same page that like there's no doubt that they taste different, the two milks? Like, my mind would be blown if we're like, I can't tell the difference.
That's what I've been thinking this whole time, that we wouldn't be able to tell.
Really?
The difference. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like there's no way that they won't taste different.
I could see it being a case where even though there's different stuff in them, your body makes it so they taste the same because your baby, like, because babies are so sensitive, right? There's, like we said, formulas, certain, like, even brands of formula that babies won't tolerate. There's different, like, they definitely make icky faces if you have, like, say you put, like, lotion on your hands or sanitizer or something and put your finger in your baby's mouth. They know. It's right. Not like they're like, whatever, that's fine.
Right.
I think that there's a...
Are you doing your own shot?
So, I just try... I open the medicine cabinet.
Vaseline.
He's tried all... I'm working on some new products. He's R&D right here. Tabasco Vaseline.
Get him young.
Tabascaline. Mm-hmm. There's a... It's going to be made in the Gulf. It's going to be sweet. But there's a lot of... I do wonder if maybe you will. If like, but the consistency could be totally different. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just reading the other
day. Mine's a little lumpy.
Yeah. It's a.
That can totally happen, by the way, with a plug duck. And you have to like strain out the lumps. Just FYI.
Do a lot of strain out the lumps.
Yeah.
So that means at some point your nipple is passing
cheese.
A cheese lump.
It's a cheese lump.
Is it squirting out like
it hasn't happened easy to me, cheese? But
Or is it like,
No, it's like a pellet. Yeah, it is? It's hard. I haven't had it yet. Or gross. Ever. I won't.
And some babies will eat it. And some babies won't. So like you have to strain it out.
To me, it seems like it's a custom milk for the baby. I just think they're going to taste different.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm what so curious.
I hope.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I do think so, actually. And we should say, Carol and I had the same diet for the last 24 hours.
Yes, what did you guys eat?
Let's talk about this.
Well,
so we decided on a menu. Also, we eat the same way, which is vegetarian. But wait, you don't eat fish, right?
I don't eat fish.
Well, I don't eat fish normally, so it was, but you eat eggs. So vegetarian
and
plus
cheese.
And cheese.
And hamburger. Dairy, give it to me.
We are lacto-ovo vegetarians.
Oh.
And I'm sometimes a pescatarian. But we decided on a menu that was pretty
basic
for, you know, we didn't decide like.
I'll just read our text.
There you go. Yeah.
A tablespoon of mayonnaise. Yeah, it wasn't like that, but.
Okay, here is
We didn't quarantine them within, like, bring them their meals or anything.
Here's our text thread.
Do you guys want to each read each other's parts?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
This is a good idea. And I also want to give Carol... Carol has an eight-week-old baby. First of all, she's taking the time to do this. And second of all, even to add the thought... Like, it's hard enough just feeding yourself, but to have to, like, follow a food plan... And she was the one who texted me about it. Like,
shout out, Carol.
Well, Carol's like really the queen here.
The only thing I have going on besides this baby. So,
but this is
that's
a lot.
That's the flip side of that.
She's been dressed ready for this podcast since Monday.
All right. So, should I start it off?
Yeah.
My text at Tuesday at 1:02 p.m.
Yes.
Tuesday, 1:02 p.m.
Hey, lady. How should we go about our controlled food study tomorrow? I'm down for whatever works for you. Making decisions is admittedly not my strong suit these days. The only things I don't eat are meat. Obvs. That means obviously. Fried food. Bad stomach. And beets. I just hate beets. Otherwise, I'm fine with whatever you like.
Smiley face.
End parentheses.
Hey, oh man, good thing you emailed. I would have totally spaced on this. Okay, I think maybe we do cheese veg sandwich for lunch, or eggs and potatoes, and maybe spaghetti and salad for dinner, and then another text, cookie? And then, go ahead.
That's also Elizabeth's pet name for Carol.
Awesome. Cookie faux show.
And I did prayer hands.
Which I also think are prayer hands, but Josh just pointed out to me that it's supposed to be a high five.
Apparently it's supposed to be high, but everyone uses his prayer hands.
Oh, no, yeah,
it is prayer hands. Commonly known as prayer hands.
I would love to get an answer on this, just for my curiosity.
Yeah,
it's a different podcast, though, Carol.
Different podcast.
If you want to talk about the cheersing beer glasses, that's another story.
Let's do the sandwich for lunch. I have the makings for that. Smiley face. And I basically eat pasta every night, so that's perfect.
Hey.
Okay, perfect. And we can do eggs, potatoes for Thursday breakfast.
Great.
Yay, we did it.
All right, fantastic.
I will say that we did eat the shells and cheese that Elizabeth and Andy made us for dinner last night.
That's right.
It lasted that long?
We ate half and we froze it. This is we've been trying to control ourselves. Because it is otherwise, like when we initially pulled them out, talk about a different podcast, geez, but when we initially pulled them out to heat them up the day you guys brought them over, and Carol was like, how many of these do you want? I was like, half of them, I think. It was like a giant pan of it. I just want you to want to keep eating. That's my problem. So
well, that's
I
what, yeah, I'm
just
really impressed.
Well, yeah. They were jam so good.
So goddamn good.
I kind of really want the recipe, but if it's a trade secret, that's
oh, great. No, we can pass
really
that
not,
on.
And I got it from my friend Lily. And
it's like a pass on to mom thing.
Yeah, she brought that for us, and it was like our favorite thing.
So good.
So anyway, yeah,
that was our pasta
recipe forthcoming.
Put it in the show notes.
Yeah, maybe we'll put a pasta recipe. Ah, kind of goes against the whole
like
totally
so
beverages thing,
up.
But maybe,
I never mind.
Maybe,
we're
maybe,
not doing
maybe.
It.
But you guys ate it for this. Yeah.
Also, it's like made with tons of cheese and dairy.
And so much.
And if there's any women or men out there that are gonna try to convince their wives to do a breast milk shootout and they want to have the same meal as you guys, maybe it is relevant.
Oh,
maybe it's relevant.
Okay.
All right. Should we get into the shootout?
It feels like a waste of time to wait any longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will say also that I recently felt like I was coming down with something, and so I did some Googling about like what should I be doing as a dad with
was
this little
drink
baby.
Breast milk?
And it said drink breast milk. No, it didn't. But it did say to have like that if your wife is breastfeeding, it's helpful if she's around you, because if she's then trying to fight off what you have, she'll pass those antibodies on to the baby. Like, it is crazy, crazy stuff.
It's just a miracle.
Well, it was actually, that is to the point where, I mean, Teddy, our daughter, did not get sick until she was 8 months old, which was incredible.
Whoa.
And we brought Otis home, and 3 days into him being home, Teddy got a terrible stomach flu. And I literally was debating if I should just take a dive and get the stomach flu before Otis got it.
Right.
So that then I'd be passing on whatever. But ultimately, we just decided to like keep each other quarantined and not let them interact at all for 5 days, which was really hard. But it was really scary. It was like, should I just... And then also, it was like, I don't really need to be vomiting for 24 hours when I'm building up my milk supply.
Oh, my God.
So we didn't do it, but that is true. I mean, I think that there's something to that where, and like, I would always try to get sick first.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. To try to stop the bleeding, basically.
And again, what an amazing thing that seems so specifically designed for us humans and our kids to keep our little babies from getting sick. And when they're getting breast milk, they really have so... less of a chance of getting sick because of that.
It's crazy. Yeah. And it's also weird that it's the only time your body produces like a thing that is that like cures diseases. I mean, we have antibodies in our body. That's where they're coming from. But like that you could put it on a cut. You could put it on like all this stuff and like it makes your baby heal faster.
Oh yeah,
all
I put breast milk on every, pimples. I would just like squirt it all over my child's face.
Yeah, because the baby acne that they get from your hormones, it actually will clear that up like in a day. It's crazy.
Bananas.
Or the scratches that they...
We had... Our kids had like an eye infection. Put a little breast milk on their eye. That helps that.
Clears it right up.
Yep. Well, let's drink this breast milk.
All right, let's do it.
I can't stand it any longer.
I'm thirsty.
So I'm going to pause real quick while JoJo gets this. All right, gang. We're back. A little business before we hop into this shootout. Listeners, keep those... Keep those donations coming via PayPal if there's anything you want us to drink. Can't thank you enough for all the donations for the unicorn sex episode. We're working on that. And I'm going to put a little call out to if there's anybody that lives in the UK that might be willing to send us a bottle of unicorn tears. I've been having some problems trying to order it online. I have some emails out to some people and one vendor in particular. I haven't heard back. But I would love to just have a backup plan. So if there's anyone listening in the UK that might be able to help out with the unicorn sex episode, that would be fantastic.
Indeed. And we would be able to send you the money that it would cost to go get it. We're not asking after all this for you to go buy us.
No.
That would be incredible.
Another great way to support the show is go to totallylame.com. Hit that Amazon link. It's a great way. You shop like you normally shop, and we get a little taste test. It's great. Keeps breast milk and formula in these babies. Which is great. And what else? You know what we haven't shouted out in a while? The iTunes reviews. Love those iTunes reviews. Whenever I need like a little pep in my step, I go to the T-Bash iTunes, and I just read some of those reviews.
You're taking the words out of my mouth. I love them.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
If it's been a minute since you've done one, maybe go check in. Say hello. We read them. We love them.
Yeah.
What other kind of
especially
business do we
especially if they're got? Nice. We got some business. We got a little, we got that Sad Vessel contest still going. If you have a really pathetic way that you... thing that you drink out of every day, we want to see a photo of it. You can tweet or Instagram it to us at tbashpod, and make sure you use that hashtag sadvessel, and then email, or you can also email us if you don't do the social media thing. That's fine. You can email totallybeverages@gmail.com. We want to see a photo of that vessel, and we want, maybe if there's a little story around it, we want to know.
Mm, we love it.
Yeah.
And we've got some we'll gross, pick a winner. When are we entries? Picking that winner?
Oh, that will be, we're going to pick the winner, I suppose. It'll be next week's episode. You have until Monday night at 11:59 p.m. to make your submissions. By Tuesday, once we are all back from the Memorial Day holiday, the contest is over, and it is done. We will pick a winner for that following week's episode.
Love it. And we're going to send you an awesome Alex water bottle.
That's right.
That Josh gave me as a birthday present that I didn't want. All right, gang, are you ready to do this?
I was born ready.
Hey, question.
Yeah, of course.
So in front of us, and people can go on Instagram or wherever to see a picture of the shootout tray.
Oh, yeah.
I just posted a picture on my Instagram. Which is Elizabeth Lame. I'm really just plugging my shit here. But so there are the little Dixie cups that have the breast milk. And then there are also two bottles. So like Carol's bottle of pumped milk and mine. We don't know which is which. But I'm already looking at the bottles and the milk in them look different. So are we also going to guess which... what we're drinking corresponds to the bottles?
Well, if we were doing a normal shootout, we might have, say, like Coke and Pepsi bottles out here. And that's just more for reference. I brought them more out for the photo op. We're going to try to guess whose is whose.
Don't lift
you
them
might, up. Don't, yeah, because you don't want to see the number on the bottom.
Yeah.
And so those have a number on the bottom. And so we can also just match the for the reveal.
So we can talk about the color, Elizabeth, but let's talk about the color as we have the glass in front of us that we're drinking out of.
Yeah, because they have a different color. There's definitely a different something else happening there. But yeah, this is going to be interesting. I am still a little nervous. I'm trying not to be weird about this, but I definitely feel a little weird about it. And I know after everything we just talked about, I know that I shouldn't be. And I'm not like... Josh. I'm not afraid I'm going to like puke in my mouth or anything. I'm just...
Josh, I feel weird about it too.
Okay, great.
Oh yeah, is anybody worried about the taste? Like has a real fear of the taste? Like they might not be able to handle it right?
Everybody was so cavalier about this going into it. I was like, oh yeah, of course. Why wouldn't we do breast milk shootout? And I feel like I've been the only one who's been like, oh, okay.
It's... Well, but it is just milk. Mm-hmm. And I think that the ick factor is also we are so accustomed to cow's milk. It does taste different. I mean, Andy and I have tasted my breast milk a lot, so which should be interesting.
Distinct advantage.
We might have an advantage.
Yeah.
But
you guys have been training for this.
Yeah, we've been like wine connoisseurs. We have a spit bucket. We're like,
Oh, we've wasted gallons of breast milk.
Don't worry. This is morning breast milk. Yes.
I think it's worth just like observing. Like, yes, we all feel a little kind of weird about this, but we also know that we shouldn't. But,
right.
So it's okay. It's okay that we do, but like, it's because we have all of this outside noise about, you know, if we didn't eat dairy, it would be like, yeah, we feel weird because adults aren't supposed to drink milk.
Right.
Sure.
Is kids stuff.
Yeah.
I really feel like it's only because it is taboo. And you like, it's the same thing when you see people like eating. Now, this is not just like, hear me out here, but like,
I'm with you.
When you see somebody like eating a bug as like an actual dish.
Yeah. Like another culture eating crickets or something.
Right. And you're like, if you had your eyes closed and you didn't know what that was, and it's like a fried thing or whatever, like you probably think it's delicious. I mean, just trying to think of it as not trying to erase all the things that you've been taught about.
Well, everyone knows my feelings on cannibalism, but we won't go.
So let's
big deal?
Let's pass these both out. Let's have them both at the same time. Let's put number one on the left, number two on the right. Let's call them that, or A and B, right?
Okay, we're doing A,
so
B.
So these are all the same?
Yep.
Okay, so
A.
Here's an A.
Okay, and put so A is left, on the right.
I'm going to put left. An A on my left. You guys grab your A's.
Why are we doing A? Okay, whatever.
It doesn't matter. We're just grabbing.
Which side are we doing this cup?
To your left.
Left, okay.
Yeah, and then we'll put the next alphabetical one to order. The right.
Okay. There is a distinct difference in color, and I think I know whose is who already.
You guys have to be... We save the guessing for the end after we've had drinking them and all the stuff. These are wildly different in color.
Wildly different. One is almost golden. It's more like buttermilk in color. One is
white as
freshly fallen snow.
And one looks like the creamy buttery one. It's like more integrated.
I did shake both of these before pouring them, just so everyone knows.
The whiter one is there's more separation happening.
Do you have any bubbles in any of yours? I have bubble in the darker one on mine. I'm just wondering if that was
It might have been the first one.
If everyone had a bubble in one or something.
It might have been the first one poured because they both got a little frothy when I gave them a shake.
Now, the darker one. Are we all calling the one on the left the darker one?
Yeah. Let's just let's use the. I think it's more like of a butter, like golden.
Yeah, more buttery. Looking.
Golden one.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that one looks thicker?
Yeah, I do because there's less separation.
Yeah, I think that is also true.
Oh, but it's interesting. If you swirl them around, you can get both of them to separate.
Mm-hmm. I'm already fascinated by this because none of that really means anything to me. Do you know what I mean? That doesn't like give me a hint, I feel like. It still feels like it could go that like it's not like, oh, I'm like, oh, yellow, that's probably older breast milk, and that's definitely Elizabeth's.
Oh, see, right. I saw that, and the second I saw this, I've decided whose is whose.
I think okay. so, too.
But well, let's take a sipper, right?
Well, yeah, I don't think, so I think normally we could kind of make those guesses now, but since you guys might, like, know because of the color, you guys should really wait till the end to say.
Don't worry, yeah.
Just really, guys, this is a lot of anxiety here.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, maybe 3 minutes ago, Josh, you said, like, you are a little bit nervous, and I was kind of like, what's going to be the big deal? Now with them both in front of me, like, I'm a little anxious, sort of.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like it could be all about going skydiving, and then all of a sudden that plane takes off.
This actually happened to us when we were skydiving. Looked back, and Josh was kind of scared.
Well, which one do you guys want to start with?
I think let's do A.
Hey, left to right.
Smell first.
Yeah, smell. I'm curious if it's going to smell like my baby's cheek.
It doesn't have much of a smell at all. I'm just smelling the cup, really.
Oh, it doesn't. Funny.
But it, I mean,
when I'm breastfeeding, I definitely smell a certain smell. You know, smell. Actually, it smells like cereal milk to me when I'm breastfeeding. But this doesn't smell like anything.
Yeah, breast milk, I should say, is very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And we'll see if one is more sweet than the other.
Hey, hey guys, cheers.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Wait, can I take a photo of us cheersing?
Is that absolutely. Okay?
This is thank happening.
You. Cheers! 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 All right.
Cheers! Okay.
Wilder, now, I love you, buddy.
Don't slam it, guys, because you're going to want to be able to go back and forth between the two. No, so don't just slam this whole thing.
Good, because I see a shot glass, and really it's just down the hatch.
She hasn't drank in a while, so. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Sweet.
A definite milkiness, huh? like a dairy milk, but wow, much sweeter. And smoother, I would almost say.
I just changed what I think, by the way.
I think...
It doesn't taste as sweet as I thought. It has like kind of a...
There's like a funky aftertaste.
Like a vegetable-y thing at the end. Like that.
That's
bitter.
A nutrients. Yeah. That's the good stuff.
That's the goods.
You guys, this is very interesting. I'm dying to know what's what.
You know what's funny? We talked about so many different ways of doing the shootout. Like, do we include formula? Do we include cow's milk? Do we include whatever? Like, do we try to throw in something to see, like, could you tell the difference? But after taking a sip, the closest analog I can think of is way more like almond milk.
Oh, than it absolutely. Is
or something
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
Thin with a little bit of something in there.
But weird if I go back.
No, well, you have to. Just, you're going to have to. You're going to want to go back and forth, too, so don't take too much now. But, definitely have a little bit more of number
one. By the
one.
Way, Wilder is really giving me the side eye right now. He's like, what are you doing?
The almond milk thing is perfect.
Yeah.
That's so fascinating.
I was told that by somebody.
Do you think someone's going to call me baby breath as an insult later today?
Just me.
Listen to me, baby breath.
We all should be so lucky to have baby breath. Yeah. I love baby breath.
Is there anything else that we can do to describe this to our listeners, number one? I mean, I think almond milk's great. The consistency is almost like a skim milk consistency for me. I wouldn't call it whole milk
consistency. No. Although it looks like it would be
thicker than it tastes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I feel like I had kind of like a sweet thing at the top, and then in the back was like this kind of
bitter,
like you're drinking something that's good for you, but you don't want to drink it. You
okay.
Yeah. Like if someone made you drink broccoli juice for some reason.
Yeah, without like any kind of apple juice in there at all.
Yeah, no cheese sauce whatsoever.
I don't find the afterburn that offensive.
Not offensive,
but like that
it's a little bit of a funky,
like Carol doesn't seem to like the afterburn.
Well, it's kind of like a stinky cheese where it's like
interesting.
There's a little bit of funk on it. But
I'm not getting the funk.
Okay.
I would like to move on to number two before they get too different.
Okay.
I feel like
okay, great.
You know, I'm gonna give it a little swirl.
Yeah.
Andy.
Oh, palate cleanser from Andy with a little really LaCroix.
LaCroix?
What is that, a raspberry?
Cleanser? Yeah.
That could, you better palate cleanse with
that. Yeah, but I've been drinking this before I had that. It's, I'm keeping it consistent. But
they both have a Andy, raspberry note.
Just, so you know.
Swish it out.
I guess it doesn't matter if you're keeping consistent, but like Carol and I ate the same menu for the last 24 hours and you're putting raspberry in your mouth before.
It's a LaCroix.
Yeah. That has flavor.
It's a respected flavor. Beverage.
No, I feel good about it. I want to keep consistent. I've been drinking it.
Okay.
I feel good about it.
I wish we had talked about that before.
Oh boy.
But trying B.
More of a smell.
Yeah, this has a little bit of more of a smell.
More of a milk smell.
Oh my goodness. That's so different.
I know whose is whose. I know whose is whose exactly.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm going to share something why.
After. Two is floral tasting to me. Yeah. Almost like rose water.
Yes, it does have like a rose on it.
There's no funk on it.
No funk whatsoever.
You've tasted it or just the
yes,
smell?
We've all tasted it.
Oh, I haven't tasted two.
Oh
yet.
My goodness.
You got the program.
Jeez, sommelier Rosen over here. What would this show have been called?
Whoa.
I have a question.
So different.
If this had been the genesis of the show, if episode one was, I'm going to try breast milk on a podcast.
Yeah.
What would the K-Cups with Ro-Ro version, what would the title have been?
Wow.
Have you thought about it?
I haven't thought about it.
Well.
I'm going to have to get back to you that. I'm a little floored by this breast milk.
Baby food for thought. For
it's later. This is totally
there's something.
This is totally different in like a,
this one is wonderful and I'm whatever. This I love this. Like I'll put this in my coffee.
Really? There is. I feel like it has such a deeper like back end bitterness to it.
It's
the second one
very floral.
Yeah, at the top, it's floral instead of sweet, and then it's like at the end, like.
Do you think that the funk is more on this one?
I don't think it's funkiness. Okay. I think it's just like a like that feeling that you get when you're drinking straight up vegetable juice and you're and it's just like right at the end it's like it's almost like
earthy farty which vegetable
no, like irony
a metallic I could
which
see
is a, weird because neither of us eat meat, not that that matters, you can get iron from a lot of other sources, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's not like red meat.
There's something in this that reminds me of another beverage or another food that I can't pinpoint.
Interesting.
There's a flavor, though. That floral flavor. What
rose is, water is pretty on point.
Rose water?
I'm going to try it again.
I almost feel like I've had a shortbread cookie that has like mint
like a
in
lavender.
It or something. That has
lavender. Yes,
lavender.
Yes.
There you go.
Guys, I ate a bouquet of lavender.
Okay, so I would like to point
Elizabeth
out
has
that
been hanging out with cows and they're just
wow.
Like,
I gotta say, I have no idea who's whose.
You could definitely, if you went up to a stranger and said one of these is breast milk and one isn't, they would be like, hey, yeah, these are two different things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sweetness factor is almost identical with both. If you go back to number one, there's barely it's much harder to tell them apart now.
There's almost like a light, very light soapiness to this one.
To which one?
The second one.
Oh, the second one?
The second one. You think there was to the first one?
Yes. And can I share the thing now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I have high lipase, which is a enzyme in your milk that digests itself. And it's actually good. All breast milk has lipase because it makes it easy for the babies to digest. However, I have too high, so it digests itself, causing this waste that builds up in the milk that turns the milk soapy. So I literally can only keep my milk for 24 hours before it completely turns and is undrinkable. But this is like freshly pumped milk, except a third of it was pumped last night, and then two-thirds of it was pumped right before we started this. So when I was looking at these two milks, I assumed that Carol's was like the fattier, buttery looking one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But after tasting it, I taste that soapy thing in the first one. But now Andy is saying,
yeah, I don't
that you
taste it
in
the first
the
one.
Second.
Yeah, so this whole lipase thing, that's not really influencing me at all. Yeah, I don't think.
Because I think I feel the same way, that if I was taking that into account, I would think it's the second one because of the floral thing. And like it was the second one that also had a little bit of separation to it before. And so if you're also saying that these are kind of like, I mean, well, Carol had some time. How long were yours between pumps?
Oh.
It was maybe only a couple hours. Yeah. Okay. But it was, either way, the second one had was the one that had like a little bit of separation. So I would have thought that maybe it was like, okay, like you're taking them from sort of two different times that maybe that would cause it. But it's, and but you're saying you think yours is the first one.
I do. I thought it was Carol's because it looked like it's like a creamier thing and the second one looked thinner.
Right.
But now I'm almost 100% sure that number one is mine. And it's so funny because I tasted the second one. I was like, oh man, of course. Carol has this like delicious rose water, like beautiful. Her kid's so lucky.
Like it seems like fancy sort of.
Yeah. Like, oh, I see. This is that lucky girl, that lucky little baby getting the finest stuff.
They have like, an estate outside of Paris or something.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Why did you tell them about our estate?
All right, I'm going back to number one real quick before I make any decisions here.
Yes, and I thought that the first one was mine because of an offhand comment that a nurse made at the hospital,
ooh,
which was, I got a compliment on my breast milk as it was like sitting in a little bottle. She was like, oh, it's a great color. It's almost orange. It's a lot of beta carotene.
Mm, okay.
And I was like, yeah,
I'm
really healthy. But now I'm not. Now I have no idea.
Okay, so
do you guys taste the? Do Josh or Carol taste the soapiness in either?
All I'm tasting that's coming close to soap is that lavender rose situation on B.
Yeah, that's the same thing for me. Almost like it tastes mm-hmm. like a hint of like a lavender hand soap or something.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. Which ever baby's getting fed lavender milk.
I know.
It's so interesting. Do either of you guys use like a lavender lotion or anything like that? Because it's also one of those weird hot button baby issues that like, especially having baby boys, is that they say lavender can be a, what they call it, like a hormone activator or something like that. That basically can be a, give you feminine hormones and give your baby boobs.
I didn't know that.
Didn't know about that.
We got told that we couldn't use a certain lavender product on a boy.
Oh, weird.
Interesting.
But we do use lavender stuff, yeah.
What if right now my face just went white and I was like,
oh no.
I've just been like dousing Otis in like lavender oil every day. Cut to Otis and his
little baby boobs.
So, okay, let's go around the room as we normally do on all these shootouts. I know this is a particularly weird instance of asking this question, though. But if you had to take one of these on a desert island and only could pick one, which one would you pick?
Carol's.
No, well, we're
the one I've decided is Carol's.
No, no. Well, we're talking,
A or B.
A or B.
B.
I'm going A. Oh. There's something about the...
I'm like, oh, that's me.
I love it. Without knowing which
one. Yeah, you feel very confident about the results. Let's wait on that for a second. Okay. I like A because of the almond milkiness. I do like the fanciness of B, but I'm not like a huge lavender fan, so A takes it for me a little bit.
I'm going to say B, but it hasn't. I think that I'm not supposed to say what I guess right now, right?
No,
this is just about favorites.
Sorry, everyone. Gosh, okay. I was like, I get it. I won't.
Because I don't think that A tastes like anything, really. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's very...
like. B has a taste, and if I'm going to be on a desert island, I mean, I may as well drink lavender milk, right?
Well, yeah. I wonder the same. If we are going through desert island question, I might say one because I don't want to get sick of the taste of two, or maybe one, or A, I should say, seems more versatile if I am stuck there and maybe I find a way to make cereal.
Okay, so then if it's like a night out on the town and you're just ordering one of these, which one?
I'm going to go B. Then? Ordering B night on the town. That's like a glass of bubbly.
Okay. The one which other thing I think I want to talk about is, did you guys notice anything when drinking them about the thickness or smoothness between the two? Mm-mm. Like, I didn't really either. They both kind of have that, like, skim milk quality to me.
B smells good.
It does. Okay, guys, what do you think? No, B does not smell good. It smells like milk now.
Okay.
They both smell gross.
So, Elizabeth, your guesses, just to reiterate, what are your guesses?
A is me. B is Carol.
Man.
I am going to go with that as well, that A is you, B is Carol. Hmm. My reasoning is I feel like, you know, you've been breastfeeding almost for, 2.5 years straight almost? Yep. 2 years?
Yeah. Well, I stopped.
Off and on for 3 years.
Off and on for, yes.
And I just feel like that lavender, that would have, like, hit me at some point in those 3 years that like something about that would have like reminded me. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think yours is A, Carol's is B.
I'm going to go against the grain here, guys. I really feel like if I have to guess, because I do. And I don't really know, but I'm going to go with A as mine and B as Elizabeth's because of the beta carotene remark from Little Miss Nurse.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
The weird thing is having just taken a smell at these, now that they've both been out in the cups a little bit, B has a milky smell that the A does not, at least in my cups.
Oh,
and that's what my baby's face smells like after it eats. So I'm going B is Carol's and A is Elizabeth's.
Wow. I'm the outlier again. I feel like this happened when I was,
it's really interesting that you say that now. This smell, like, it is different now.
Yeah.
Also, after we discovered the answers, I want to know if we all feel different about each other.
It feels like, Elizabeth, you are having, this is making you feel a certain, it feels like there's a, you're putting some pressure on yourself here.
I'm like, once again, I've
won the competition.
I really want mine to be B. No, I'm just kidding. I think also mine is A because it tastes, you know, how I think that mine tastes.
Mm.
Which is great, and it's been wonderful for my kids.
I'm sure they'll be fine, you know?
Yeah, we'll see.
I haven't given them...
Like, one of these smells like, or not, tastes like public school, and the other tastes like private school. Okay, should we reveal...
Scholarship versus so handout.
You know what I mean? This was like a really fun shootout, too.
Agreed.
And didn't go down how I thought it was going to go down.
No,
it's great.
Chalkiness in my mouth that I'm not feeling great about.
Mm.
That I wouldn't get if I had just drank a glass of milk with a cookie. Speaking of which, we should have had cookies.
I've never been so apprehensive to drink something. Like, I felt very, like...
Are anyone's cups empty?
No.
Yeah, Roro?
That's interesting. No, we're not. No,
okay.
Here. Okay.
So normally I do empty my cups.
Should we do it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, A, everyone has one dot under their...
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Great. So I mean, it doesn't matter. Andy, you're the one who knows what the numbers are. You wrote it down.
Yeah. Everyone has two.
Yeah. That would be super weird if somebody had a third option.
Are you guys ready? Can I get like a drum roll?
Yes.
So the one on the left, A, had one dot.
Uh-huh.
That's Carol's.
Oh! Yes! Otis is going to Harvard Westlake!
I've never been so happy about it.
Oh, man, I think this just went viral, you guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, Carol, what does it say about my poor wife? They're just shitting on this milk.
Congratulations.
Wow. I do feel
you and sorry, yours.
Oh, I'm happy for you. I am.
Guys, happy. I really needed this.
I know.
And so, Carol, you were the only one who was correct.
Yeah,
wow.
Carol won the shootout.
That's why
Carol
I'm happy too.
We both won.
Yeah. Everybody wins in the breast milk shootout, including babies.
Wow. I am flabbergasted.
Yeah, it was that beta carotene note.
Wow, that was good pickup, and I'm glad
I'd
you
like
shared
to
it with all of us.
The nurse at Huntington Hospital for saying something random to me offhand.
Carol, your milk is delicious, and it has a lot of beta carotene.
It's okay. I don't need any.
It's great. Listen, Carol, your milk is the milk I would take to the desert island.
Guys, I feel fine about this. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm projecting all of my insecurities on her.
I think it's great. I think they're both great. It's fine.
All right. This is amazing.
I'm happy to have won a shootout, really.
Yeah, that's a really... We should have...
What was your last episode you were on?
Oh, it was also kefir.
A dairy-based...
Interesting.
Yeah. Which I have continued to drink since that episode.
Hey, someone got a kick of the kefir.
The Trader Joe's unsweetened, by the way.
Yeah,
that's one of the only times Trader Joe's has ever won in a shootout, right? Or
it was.
Yeah, it did, even though I was wrong.
Yes, but that's a beverage profile update as well, I suppose, as it has made its way into our fridge. It's like a regular...
But I don't drink it. I eat it with cereal.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, interesting.
So, other podcast.
Yeah. It's like some halfway between milk and yogurt, which it is inherently. It's weird.
But anyway.
Well, let's do a couple voicemails, you guys. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed learning a little bit about breast milk, go donate to the La Leche League.
Yeah, we'll put that link up in the show notes, but it is laLecheLeague.org or LLLI.org.
And if you have any thoughts or questions about this that you want to leave on a voicemail, you can do that by dialing
909-359-BEVS.
All right, let's do a couple voicemails.
Hey, Roro and JoJo, just listening to today's episode regarding the canned water. I think the issue with canned water is that people like to be able to get their eyes on the water they're drinking. For some reason, people might be more particular about that than anything else that they drink. So I think if you do want to get into the canned water business, you need a little porthole so people can see in and make sure that the water is clear and clean. And they don't have to be suspicious of what's in the can. Just a water observation, if you will. So go fuck yourself and best of luck. Bye.
Thanks for the message. Wow, this just got my mind racing. If we could design a clear can, that would be next level. Like, that's not, the canned water thing is like a great idea, but if we can invent the clear can.
So that's bottled water.
Then that would be plastic.
Plastic. No. We need like an aluminium that.
Whoa.
Clear.
Sherlock Holmes over here.
Please aluminium. Don't say it that
way. Okay, that's very,
very, I like that. The window is interesting. Maybe there's a hybrid can. Maybe the top is plastic. So you drink it like a cup.
Yeah.
So it's not like, would that change the way?
Yeah, maybe.
Like it's a pop top?
Yeah.
But the can, so it's highly recyclable, but you could see in there that it's got some stuff going on.
Maybe.
Huh.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but when Elizabeth heard canned water on the voicemail, she just totally checked out, and that's because I've talked about it ad nauseum, and she's sick and tired of hearing about canned water. But just so you listeners can know, we're not just talking about canned water on the show. We're thinking about this stuff all week long.
All week long.
Sure. Elizabeth's
hearing about it all week long. All right, let's see. Let's do one more voicemail here.
Hey, yo, Ro-Ro and JoJo. This is Justin out of Euless, Texas, calling again. All right, so I was at the grocery store the other day, and I found a new drink that I had never heard of. It's called Coffee Juice. By Struthers Brewed Cold Coffee Company, I believe. Or Struthers Brewed Cold, excuse me. What it is, it's basically an iced coffee drink that has, it's made up of fair trade certified cold brew coffee extract and juice from whole blueberries. I am loving this drink. They have four flavors. I've only tried three, two I'm not too fond of. They have Coffee Juice Original, Coffee Juice Salty Caramel, Coffee Juice Coconut, and Coffee Juice Vanilla. I've had Original, the Salty Caramel, and the Sweet Vanilla. I've not had the Coconut yet. I'm going to probably try that soon. But I like the Original the best because the Salted Caramel and the Sweet Vanilla, they're really sweet. Lots of sweetness to that, so. But the Coffee Juice Original is really good, and you can really taste the blueberries when it's a lot colder, but throughout the process of me drinking it, when it warmed up, the coffee started shining through a little bit more. And I was just wondering if you guys have ever heard of it, if you've ever tried coffee juice from any other brands. I know Struthers is based out of Austin, Texas. So, but yeah, it's... Let me know if you guys have tried it or not. I was just wondering if you have or not. And go fuck yourselves.
Oh, man. Well, looks like you're going to have a little trip to the post office because we have not tried it, and we got to get our hands on some of that coffee juice.
Yeah, short answer, no.
Let's see. I want to do one more.
I have an update. Can I read an email?
Yeah, of course.
Okie dokie. Or it's actually a comment from Bethany, who left us a voicemail last week, who got cut off. It sounded like she had called to say she had joined a wine club and hung up. But she was cut off, and she says, "Hi, guys. I'm the wine club voicemail that got cut off. Anyway, what I said is that I did a blind shootout of two Shirazes, one under $10 versus a $35 bottle, and two Chardonnays. Again, one around $10. The other was about $28. it's approximate. And every single person was able to tell which one was the more expensive one. Out of the eight of us, only one person preferred the cheaper wine over the expensive wine. So anyway, apparently you can tell the difference between cheap and expensive wine. We had had someone else say that there have apparently been studies that show that the world's greatest sommeliers can not tell the difference between even red wine and white wine if put in like
that seems
paper
ridiculous.
Cups.
Yeah, that does seem crazy.
That's like their job.
Yeah, exactly. Like they study for years and years to do that.
Yeah, and the tests they have to take to pass are
you
like
have to be a wine wizard.
Really crazy.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever send us a link about this or any evidence?
They're just saying stuff.
No, this is
telling tales out of school.
That's interesting. I'd like to do this like a price point wine shootout at some point, though, to see if we can taste the money, so to speak.
I feel like I could be very good at that.
Ooh.
I feel like I have a very price-defined palate.
Mm.
And like you like just, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Expensive tastes.
Yeah. Because well, it's not that I won't drink cheap stuff. It's just that I can tell when it's a good wine. Like our friend Dara brought over some wine that she had just brought back from Napa. And I was like, this is, I know, is the good wine.
This is the good one.
There were like three bottles of white and they were opened, you know, outside of my vision. And I was like, oh, Dara, this is the Napa wine. I feel like I could be pretty good at that.
I bet you could.
I am a wine wizard. I don't know.
You might be a secret. You're like the Harry Potter secret of wine wizards. You're just living under the stairs right now. Being kept in the dark. But someday, your powers will be revealed.
Let's do one more voicemail here.
Hey, Roro and JoJo. This is Annie from Boulder, Colorado. I've called and left a couple messages before. And in one of the past ones, I talked about beverages in Japan. My family that lives in Japan was recently in Bali and sent me some Kopi Luwak, the crazy coffee, one of the world's most expensive coffees apparently, but it is like eaten and digested by an animal and then pooped out and then made into coffee. So I was very skeptical, even though this is a huge treat to a lot of people. I am sipping on a lovely AeroPress made cup with my boyfriend of the coffee right now, and it is delicious. I was totally skeptical because it's butt coffee, but it's honestly the most delicious coffee I've ever had. And it just has an amazing aroma and taste. And I am so sad that I only have a small bag of this because I want to drink this every day. I was also sent pure Balinesian cocoa, so I'm going to be making some cocoa with that later. Yeah, so have an awesome day, and go fuck yourselves.
I can't get behind the animal butt coffee for some reason.
I mean, now I'm on the other side of a breast milk shootout. I'll drink anything.
I was going to say, we've crossed one line. Why not just keep crossing them?
Now, I feel like we were once given a bag of this by the Ladies of the Blaze podcast. And it went missing.
I think so. I think someone at the studio copped it.
This is the problem with leaving coffee out. And now they don't even know that they got this like crazy. She brought it back from Vietnam or something. But isn't there also a bit of controversy around it and how it is made?
Yeah, because I think since it's become popular now that there is there's some concern that these animals might be getting abused or... Yeah, which obviously that's not cool for a cup of coffee.
But I'm fucking curious.
Yeah, we'll have to do a little bit more research. Listeners, if you know anything about the controversy, please leave it in this week's show notes. And if you have any thoughts on the breast milk shootout, please leave that in the comment section at totallylame.com. I think we're ready for the last segment of the show.
I think so. If this is your first time joining us, this is easily our favorite part of the show.
And this part of the show is called Brian's question. So each when we started the show, my brother-in-law Brian sent us 100 beverage related questions, and each week we tackle one of those questions. Here's this week's question: black tea versus white tea versus green tea versus herbal tea. How do I know what is appropriate for the situation?
Well, what's the situation?
Yeah.
Like what? Well, it's like knowing
just what you want.
I don't know if tea is like wine, where certain teas are paired well with different things. And then you also have to take caffeine into consideration. Herbal teas don't have that. So I don't know. That's a great question. Are teas looked upon by like real tea people to be like wines, where they like to pair certain teas with certain things, or do they just like their type of tea that they pair with all of it?
And culturally, like, you know, Chinese people versus Japanese people, like, do they have, you know, tea, the cultures where tea is more part of the, I don't know.
Culture.
Yeah, part of, like, the everyday thing. It's like, okay, well, you would never drink green tea with lunch.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if there
That's
is a
That's my impression of a Chinese person.
I don't think That's remarkable. I wouldn't drink green tea with, like sweet cake, the way I would drink like chamomile or English breakfast.
Yep. Is chamomile black tea?
No, it's herbal.
It's herbal. Okay. Black tea, I'm like, I love it for breakfast. I love it with pastries. Green tea, that's when
sushi.
You're
sushi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I love green tea with like savory things or just on its own. It's so comforting to me. I love like a green jasmine. And then herbal, I had a lot when I was pregnant. Not my bag, except for I like a mint, like at the end of dinner.
Yeah, I like a green tea with mint. That's kind of my go-to.
No idea where white tea falls into that.
I feel like us Americans aren't really that versed in the white teas.
No.
I don't know if it's really a thing or if it's more of a Lipton creation for iced tea. Because it's like, I think it's baby tea leaves, basically.
Oh.
I might be wrong.
I feel like I shouldn't even enter into this conversation because as I just came out to some of my girlfriends, I hate tea.
She hates it. It's true.
I hate it. I have like one green tea that I will drink and like the occasional chai, but I came to this conclusion as I was drinking that red raspberry leaf tea when you're pregnant to
yes, which is that's no one's like oh I can't wait to
but
my...
it's just
do you have red raspberry leaf tea
yeah but
no, never mind nothing for me then.
But it's all the same to me like I just
oh interesting
just don't like it you guys
you don't sorry. Like that leafy flavor
but it is kind of like a everybody has their tea that they like you know
I do
nope.
I'm a black tea guy, if I have to have tea.
Always been on
good
black.
Good to know. I didn't know that, babe.
PG tips.
What are you?
I like black tea a lot with
milk.
Breast milk.
Milk and honey.
And then I like a jasmine green. And then I like a chai occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
And I really do like peppermint tea around the holidays. It's really delicious.
Okay, do you ever put a candy cane in it?
No, but I will now.
She will now, actually. That will probably definitely happen.
Merry Christmas.
And Josh, you're a green tea guy. Carol, you're a no tea gal.
Yeah, if I can help it. I'm just coffee to the core, man.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
Well, listeners, thank you so much for going on this journey. Moms at this table, thank you so much for making this happen. I mean, dreams are coming true today.
Dreams are. Moms everywhere. Moms out there. Please. Go fuck yourself.